A nativity prayer for grief after a tragic loss of a loved one. Begin by finding a quiet, sheltered place, much like the stable itself, where nothing is demanded of you. There is no correct posture here. Just as the stable was not prepared or polished, you do not need to prepare yourself. This is your time and your space. You are welcome exactly as you are. As you settle, place yourself gently in the presence of God, your Creator, who chose to be born into the world on a night like this, into cold air, darkness, and uncertainty. He who loved you into life chose not to arrive with answers or power, but with breath and vulnerability. Tell him that you desire to be truly yourself in his presence, just as he chose to be truly present to us. Picture the manger. Jesus lies asleep, small, fragile, dependent. You stand just outside, looking in. You hesitate. You hurt when you feel you should be joyful. Christmas tells you to rejoice, but your heart aches. You try to look at him, to focus on his peace. Yet the pain of losing your loved one overwhelms you. Time has passed, yet the pain remains. Sometimes sharper during this season when light contrasts so strongly with loss. You take a small step closer, as the shepherds once did, uncertain, unworthy, unsure if you belong here. As you draw nearer, the scene becomes clearer. Mary and Joseph sleep, exhausted, unable to fix or protect what they love most. You feel drawn to the child. This God does not repel you with strength. He attracts you with helplessness. In the presence of this child God, you feel a strange peace. Your Creator sleeps before you, trusting the world that will later wound him. He's new to this life, and you are there with him, sharing a moment that is quiet, unspectacular, and holy. In his unassuming presence, you sense that you can finally be yourself, free to speak what has been unspeakable, free to bring what has been too heavy to carry alone. Lord, I come to you in this bittersweet moment, kneeling before the manger. Part of me rejoices that you are my God, my Lord, my Creator. Yet another part of me is torn open by the fact that he took his life. Why? 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 This question echoes through me like the silence of the night. Why did you allow it? You are all powerful. You spoke the world into being. With a word, you could have stopped him, could have ended the suffering before it began, and yet you did not. I carry this pain everywhere I go, silently, faithfully, like a burden no one else can see. I hide it because there is no place for it in ordinary conversation. People do not understand it. They judge it. Even those who love me seem to expect that I should be finished with it by now. As though grief obeys commands, as though love can simply be dismissed. You created the universe in strength and majesty, yet you entered it without force, without control. You arrived as a child who could not even lift his own head. I do not understand that kind of power. The power that refuses to dominate. The power that chooses vulnerability over intervention. Why didn't you stop him? Why didn't you intervene? And I recognize myself in Mary, holding unbearable questions, carrying sorrow I cannot yet make sense of, trusting without understanding. Like her, I bear what cannot be explained. I feel unseen, misunderstood, quietly judged, expected to move on when love has not moved on at all. Lord, I feel marked as if I carry a visible stain, even though I did nothing wrong. His death feels like it reflects on me, and that feels deeply unfair. I hide my grief the way the stable hits you, out of sight, away from places where it would make others uncomfortable. I smile, but the pain stays with me. Unlike Mary, even when I try to protect others from my sorrow, the truth still shows itself. I ask you for peace, Lord, but I don't know how to find it when my world no longer feels stable. The night you were born was unstable too. No room, no safety, no certainty. I am afraid of the future. I don't feel secure anymore. Not even with you. Everything I trusted to hold me, everything that once gave my life meaning, now feels broken. The manger shows me that you enter a fragile world, not a strong one. What I thought was solid now feels thin and unreliable. Even my sense of who I am has changed. Just as that night was nothing like people expected, my life no longer feels familiar. I am stuck in the question, why, Lord? Like so many people before me, why didn't I see it? What did I miss? If I had done something differently, would he still be alive? When he was here, the future still existed, even if it was imperfect. Now I feel trapped, circling questions that have no answers. You two were born into a world that did not explain itself. The shepherds were not given answers, only an invitation. But my mind keeps searching, looping over the same thoughts, unable to move forward. My guilt is heavy, Lord. I feel it in my body. My chest tightens. My body blames me even when my mind knows better. I feel responsible. I carry shame. I must live with the consequences of something that goes against everything I value. Yet you lie in the manger, already carrying the future weight of human pain. I feel powerless, Lord, lost in a world I cannot fix. Much like you, who entered the world without force or control. I want to stay with you, but I feel angry. I feel abandoned. I feel betrayed. I ask why he chose death, and then I feel ashamed for even being angry. I think faith should be enough, but when I look at the manger, I see that even you did not arrive with certainty. I don't know what to do with my love and my anger living side by side. They clash inside me. Just as heaven and earth meet in this child, even toward you, Lord, I feel both devotion and resentment. The shame of that freezes me. His absence is loud, Lord, like the silence of this night. The questions return. The words I never said remain unsaid. The conversations have no one to receive them, and it hurts. When he was alive, I knew he was somewhere in the world. Now his absence feels like a presence. Like the empty space around the manger before anyone knew what it meant. Even the silence aches. Without him, I don't know who I am. The life we shared is gone. We were a we. Now I am alone. Set apart differently, like you are now. Born outside the structures that you have protected you. Even time feels broken. The moment of his death feels stuck in the present, just as this night will echo forever. I cannot imagine the future the way I once did. I feel suspended between before and after. I want to focus on you, Lord, but my pain is overwhelming. It feels like my future has ended, even though I'm still alive. I stand in this moment, trying to live now, just as the world once stood on the edge of redemption without knowing it. I feel alone, even among the people who love me. The silence, the awkward words, the easy answers make me feel more isolated. I have lost him, and I have lost belonging. Like you in the manger, I feel unseen and misunderstood. So I place this burden before you, Lord. I almost feel ashamed. Bringing you my grief when you have only just entered the world. And yet you came for this. Into pain, confusion, and unanswered questions. Help me live with what cannot be explained. Help me love without understanding. Help me carry love and anger together without destroying myself. Help me trust that you did not abandon him, that you were with him when the pain became unbearable. Help me believe you entered that moment, just as you entered this night, choosing presence instead of power. Help me accept that we are fragile and unfinished. And that you meet us there. Help me trust that love is not erased by death, that relationships are not destroyed, and that meaning can still grow even without answers. Help me believe that my love for him is still alive, just as life began quietly in this manger. Help me trust that love continues beyond what I can understand. Lord, I kneel before you with a broken heart. holding both the wish that he were still alive and the hope that his life continues in you. Walk with me through this darkness. Help me remember that you came to us, that you came to me, and that you remain with me now in this grief and always. Amen.